Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather is dreadful. I was born and raised here, born in St. Paul, Bethesda Hospital, if you want to know. So I've lived in the upper Midwest my entire life. Twin Cities, most of it. I lived in South Dakota for a time. And this has been a long winter. And there have been those over the years. And, wow, the wind, the snow, the cold, the winter by the end of February is getting really, really long. Now things are going to get better. As you heard a moment ago, the sun's going to be out. The winds are going to die down. Saturday's going to be good. Sunday is going to be good. And then we get slapped again next week with snow Monday night. And then it's going to be cold. But we're coming up on the end of February. So it's just to the point, after all these years and spending my entire life up in the upper Midwest, when I got off my full-time job, I probably snuck out about 5:30 on a Friday. I was one of the last in the building at 5:30 on a Friday. And I have a relatively short drive home, so I'm thankful for that. But that walk out to the vehicle was like, ooh. And we haven't had it as bad at other parts of the state. You get northwest of the cities, there's still a blizzard warning. And they have had terrible life-threatening weather, but winter's getting a little old, that's for sure. We won't dwell on it. We're all in the same boat. We'll get through it. But at this time of year, we typically have something to look forward to, and that is that thing called pitchers and catchers. And that means, to anybody who follows sports at all, pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Florida and Arizona. And our thoughts turn towards spring and a day at the ballpark. And we don't have that right now because the owners locked out the players. And the owners and players haven't really bothered to sit down and hammer out their differences. And this should have been done a long time ago. Because at the end of the regular season and the end of the playoffs and ultimately the World Series, that was the end of the current collective bargaining agreement. For whatever reason, the owners and players didn't feel like they needed to sit down and work out their differences, which is a gigantic mistake. Because by all the metrics, and remember, this is a game forever that's lived by the numbers, batting averages, earned run average, all those sorts of things. And now those metrics or those analytics or the number crunching has become more sophisticated than ever. And they still didn't realize that this should have been done early and quietly, as much out of the view as the public as possible. Because the game is struggling. That it has the oldest average fan in sports, older than the NFL, older than the NBA, older than the NHL, Major League Soccer, WNBA, whatever you want to name. It has the oldest average age in fandom. They've seen slippage at the gate around the major leagues. The national television ratings for the postseason have slipped a lot over the years. So those numbers don't lie. That's a fact. And we all know pace of play, the fact that the game's been more about home runs and strikeouts, there aren't as many balls in play, that your average regular season game is now well over 3 hours, on and on and on and on. Still love baseball. Still love Major League Baseball. In my studio, I have a picture of the old Met, actually a painting of the old Met. Twins game at the old Met on a bright summer day. And that's what I'm staring at right now. And the concern is that the players and owners and all these work stoppages over the years, and now there's been this long stretch of labor peace, that they didn't learn any lessons. That the fans absolutely positively don't want to have billionaire owners arguing with a lot of millionaire ball players over money issues. Get it settled. Get it done. Why wasn't this done in December? Why wasn't this done right out of the holidays? Okay, you want to take a break, and you want to enjoy the holidays, and you want to kick back, and you want to decompress. You want to cool off a little bit. But how about in January, get together and figure it out? Not meet for 15 minutes, or not meet every week with the idea that the fans will get over it, because I'm going to get back to one premise. The weather stinks, and people want to turn their attention to Florida or Arizona, depending on where you are in the country, and think about spring and summer and a day at the ballpark. And not everybody can travel to Fort Myers to watch the Twins in a spring training game. If you can, I highly recommend it. And what we learned today is that they're starting to cancel spring training games. And that a deadline looms that if they don't get something hammered out by the end of February, we may need to cancel regular season games. And that is the absolute wrong message for a game that's already struggling on the field for various reasons. They've got to get this figured out. And they've got to get it figured out sooner than later. You can't ask fans to keep coming back when it's not polite. It's not polite to fight about or talk about or argue about money in these situations. There's plenty of money to go around. Get in a room and figure it out and leave the fans out of it. Get the pitchers and catchers in Florida and Arizona and start spring training and get the regular season going on time. And oh, by the way, while you're at it, start fixing some of the problems that ail the game. Pace of play is a problem. There's a lot of answers. Robo-umpires, pitch clocks, all these sorts of things. But I think fans would rather argue about that than hear about billionaire owners and millionaire players fighting about money. Chris Tubbs is our producer. You know, Chris, I start with the weather and segue to baseball because this is that natural transition. You get to the end of the Super Bowl, the NBA is in the All-Star break. There's still a long way to go in the NBA regular season.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a long way to go in the NHL. Right now, baseball should be getting those beauty shots from the Phoenix area or Fort Myers or Sarasota or Clearwater. Are these guys getting ready for the season? We should be talking about what is that Twins starting rotation going to look like? What's the bullpen going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
What are their chances to contend in the division? And right now we're sitting here saying, well, we're not sure if there's going to be a spring training, and we don't know if the regular season's going to start on time. That's sad. It shouldn't be to this point.
Major League Baseball cannot get out of its own way. It just can't. Because if we go back to COVID, we were just in this situation, Steve, a couple of years ago when they were trying to figure out what are they going to do with the 2020 season? How many games are we going to play? They couldn't get together then. I mean, we have more distrust between MLB fans and Major League Baseball. We've had more of it in the last 2 years than we have acrimony. I mean, this is absolutely pathetic by Major League Baseball. You cannot continue to abuse the fans like this. And I say abuse that you just take for granted that the fans are always going to be there. The fans are not always going to be there, Major League Baseball. I don't know how much more clear this has to be said to you. You got lucky in 1998 with the strike in 1994. I said it last night. You had Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Hindsight, knowing what we know now, it was dirty. But back then, you needed something to captivate the nation and bring the casual fan back. And you had it. You don't have this now. You said the numbers are skewing older. The average demographic is 57. And that tells me Major League Baseball has a problem marketing the game. They have a problem growing the game. They've got a lot of issues with the game itself, but they don't see it. You can't get by on saying, well, we're America's pastime. No, you're not. There are a lot of other things that people want to do rather than sit through a four-hour baseball game. And I know that we're the home of the Twins, but let's call a spade a spade. Major League Baseball, every day that this goes by, you are making more fans upset, and you are getting to the point where you are going to lose these fans because there are so many other things that they could be doing. Because fans remember 2020. And I mean, how many games did we get, Steve? We got like 60.
60. We got the 60-game regular season.
Yeah.
Could have been more. Should have been more.
It should have been more. But we're dealing with the same thing. And I mean, Major League Baseball, they're trying to cut some of these jobs in minor league ball. Rob Manfred wants to do away with minor league ball. Some people don't have access to Major League ballparks. Seeing minor league ball is the closest thing a lot of fans will get to see. And I don't think he realizes that. You got to get out of your ivory tower, Rob Manfred, and take a look at reality. I mean, I think a lot of these players, they're fighting for... You're not only for themselves, they're fighting for a lot of these minor leaguers that have to scratch and claw. And I mean, you know, Steve, I mean, they make, you know, peanuts just for the.
Yeah, it is a tough limit.
It is. Yes.
As they chase a dream. And that's why I say it really is bad form. I was amazed that the biggest sports league in the world, and it's got to be revenue wise, it's got to be bigger than the Premier League. The NFL.
The NFL is a monster, yes.
Yeah, it's got to be the richest sports league in the world. I don't have the numbers in front of me to back it up. But they were able to, and generally have been able to get over the years. I know there are some instances where they haven't. But this latest collective bargaining agreement, once again, I think the players left a lot on the table. For instance, I can't believe NFL players don't have fully guaranteed contracts. If you're on a team's roster week one, that contract week one should be fully guaranteed for the entire season. It's not in the NFL for whatever reason. The contracts generally weren't the paper they're written on in the NFL, with some exceptions. If you're a big superstar like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or whatever. My point being is that Major League Baseball, they have some issues and they have some economic issues that they need to get worked out. And I'll get back to the numbers game and analytics and sabermetrics, whatever terminology you want to use, mm-hmm. that the older players, you get past 30 years old, they're getting squeezed. We
yes,
all understand
yes,
that.
Yes, they are. Yep.
And players are generally under team control for the first 6 years, and teams have played games with service time. I think you can get all of that. You can raise the minimum salary. You can create bonus money and incentive clauses. I get all of that. But this stuff should be done quickly and quietly and shouldn't get to this point where here we are closing on the end of February, and we're now losing spring training games.
Yeah, and Major League Baseball, they should have been the whole, well, now we're going to meet, you know, possibly two times or more times a day, every day, starting on Monday. That's great, but if you thought that based on your history, you were going to be able to hammer something out before now, I mean, what gave you the impression that you were going to be able to be competent enough to get this done?
Well, and that's what makes no sense, and I want to jump in. You can go back to, okay, after the World Series, take time off. Get together for a week before the holidays.
Yes.
Or say, hey, we're going to shut it down and we're going to get together in early January. Let everybody enjoy their holidays, do their thing, but then we're going to get together, and by golly, let's sit down and meet in Orlando or San Diego or wherever and get this thing figured out and do it quickly.
Lay the framework. Lay the framework for it.
Yeah. What are the players and what do the owners want? What aren't they going to give up on? One of the things the players backed off on was, you know, that 6-year thing, you know, where you're under team control for the first 6 years. I understand it. I think it's a little too long. I think they should back it off to 5. They certainly need to start, they certainly need to quit playing games with service time where a guy who's clearly ready for the major leagues doesn't get called up at the start of the season.
Oh, you hear it all the time. I mean, that was something the Cubs were notoriously bad for. I think with Chris Bryant, and that just...
There's numerous examples.
Numerous examples, yes.
But my point being is, get all this stuff hammered out, out of the limelight. What's going on right now is not good. It's publicity, but it's the wrong publicity. This is exactly what Major League Baseball doesn't need right now. You want your fans talking about what is the Twins starting rotation going to look like? What is the bullpen going to look like? You know, what's that everyday lineup going to look like? That's the kind of stuff you want to talk about. And then if you want to get together and have robust discussions about what we need to do to fix the on-field product and make these games, you know, the average game, drive that time down to 2.5 hours, two hours, 45 minutes, get it under 3 hours. I mean, let's face it. The Minnesota Wild are playing tonight. They'll drop the puck a little after 7 o'clock, and barring overtime and a shootout, that game will be over around 9:30. What are we talking about, 2 hours and 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 hours and 30 minutes. Same with the NBA. Timberwolves tip off at about 7:10.
Done by about 9:30. Yep.
And they're done by about 9:30. Cal, post-game show, and then Henry comes on with Timberwolves tonight about 10 o'clock. You know, NFL game, generally a 3-hour commitment once a week. So there's a lot of things that need to be figured out that impact the fans, but fighting over money isn't one of them. I'll tell you that right now. Fighting over money is not a good look, and they got to get in a room, and they got to figure this out sooner than later.
And here's the thing with that too, Steve, and I know we're running a little heavy here.
Yeah.
Fans don't care if it's the players, it's the owners. Fans don't care. So if you're out there saying, well, you know, the owners are doing this, or the players are doing that, the fans don't want to hear any of that. The fans are not picking sides. The fans are on the side of the fans. And I understand the players are locked out. And I side more with the players. But at the end of the day, you can't have a proposal and 15 minutes and you grunt and you get away from the table. That doesn't do any good for anybody.
People shell out their hard-earned money to see Byron Buxton or Miguel Sano or Mitch Garver. I'm sorry. I've never heard once where people shell out their hard-earned money to go see the owner.
Yeah.
People do not go watch Dallas Cowboys because Jerry Jones is the owner. You know what I'm saying? People invest their time to listen to a game on the radio or watch it on television for the players and for the game. It's all about the players.
Yep.
And let's face it, most owners in sports, whether it's the Pollard family that owns the Twins or Glenn Taylor and now A-Rod and Mark Lurie are his partners and will eventually take over, or Craig Leopold or any of the Will family with the Minnesota Vikings. It's a toy. They're billionaires for the most part. This is just a toy. You know, it's
a business investment.
Exactly right. Get it done. Get it done sooner than later. 10 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock here at News Talk 830-WCCO. It is Sports to the Max. Steve Thompson in for Mike Max tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. Talked about the MLB lockout. It continues. Spring training games on hold until early March. So things getting desperate. And we will continue to follow that story as we move forward. Hopefully they get something done next week. Hopefully they get in a room and meet and hammer it out. There's got to be something.
Do you think that we lose any regular season game, Steve?
Yeah, it's just hard to say at this point in time. I couldn't believe that, considering where the game was and where the game is, and there are signs pointing that, you know, all those trends are heading in the wrong direction. Average age of the fan, in general television ratings around the country, mm-hmm. attendance. And then certainly look at the playoffs and World Series rankings or ratings. And, you know, there are signs, the average length of game, all those numbers I brought up that they wouldn't realize as a group, owners and players. It's like, we've got some real issues. We need to settle this sooner than later.
Yeah, and my question becomes for Major League Baseball, okay, if you're going to postpone spring training games till at least March 5th, you still want to have opening day at the end of March. You're going to have to, okay, you cut spring training games. I don't have a problem with that. But players, I don't know how long they need to be ready to go, because you don't want to, if you get into the regular season March 31st and you have to start cutting some of these games, then, I mean, you can't have this March 5th. Okay, well, we're going to push it back to March 8th. Oh, we're going to push it back to March 12th. You know what I mean? It's like you can't keep moving the goalpost and still expect to not have the regular season be affected. I feel like when they do that, they're really, really playing with some fire.
Yeah, and they've kind of set the end of the month that if we don't get a deal done by the end of February, that mm-hmm. puts the start of the regular season in jeopardy.
And we're 10 days away from that.
Because you need to get guys into camp. There's no doubt about it. Every sport has a camp. NHL, NBA, NFL, Major League Soccer, WNBA, they all have training camp. You just can't start playing regular season.
These guys are in great shape. And I mean, I know it won't take them that long to get into, you know, whatever that game shape is.
But you still need time. Camp.
Yes,
you need,
absolutely.
You need spring training of some sort. And there's already pain being felt. There is no doubt in all these communities around Florida and the Phoenix metro area, and I've talked to Bob Nightingale and Scott Miller about this. It is a big deal for the Phoenix metro area. It is a big deal.
Oh, it's economic revenue out the yin-yang.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is huge. So there's already pain being felt. Mm-hmm. And it all gets back to one thing. And I started the show talking about the weather, and the weather stinks. You know, no one wants winds howling and cold temps. I mean, that's no fun. And that's where spring training starts filling mm-hmm. that void.
Yeah.
It's like the PGA Tour and the West Coast Swing. It's kind of like, oh, they're, you know, spring is near. We need this.
Yeah.
And that's what gets so frustrating about it. So hopefully there'll be good news in the coming week. I was optimistic, and I was wrong. So hopefully the owners.
Yeah, don't ever be optimistic, you know, about anything, Steve. You're always going to be disappointed. If you never have expectations, you're never going to be disappointed.
Yeah,
I mean, once you learn to live your life that way, it just becomes more tolerable.
Now, there were some expectations around the Minnesota Timberwolves. And here at the All-Star break, they're in position to return to the postseason. We will talk about the Timberwolves at the break. Chris Hine covers for the Star Tribune. He'll join us following the news. We've got a lot more. The NBA pondering a mid-season tournament. We'll talk more about the Vikes and the new head coach, Kevin O'Connell. And we'll have a little fun with that following the weather at 7:30. It's all on the way of Sports to the Max here on a Friday night at News Talk, E3O WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.